Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
This earth was not designed to hold the curse. Here in this earth, there are pockets of sin. And in those pockets, it gets so sinful until the earth even erupts. It cracks, called an earthquake. This tornadoes, that didn't exist. But all this came because of sin. So without God, people are trying to fix it. Quote, Mother Earth. You cannot fix this earth naturally. Now we got to bring back the God factor. You have what is known as the blessing on you. The blessing is the power of God to override the curse. And it's designed to come out of you as you walk in love. And it's designed and powerful enough to create a garden anywhere you go. It's more powerful than the curse has ever been. This planet was never designed to have sin in it. And Adam was given charge over this earth. If you look back here very quickly, and I'm not going to belabor on these scriptures. I just want to jot this in your thinking. In Psalm chapter 8, in Psalm chapter 8 and verse 3, he says, "When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels." That word translates Elohim, which means God. God made man a little lower than himself. Watch this now. "And has crowned him with glory and honor." The glory is the anointing, the blessing. The honor is his position. So remember, when Adam sinned, God said, "Adam, where art thou?" When he said, "Where art thou?" he wasn't talking about his location. He was talking about his headship. He was talking about his position. He had lost his headship over all creation that God had given him. And look what he said in verse 6. "Thou hast made him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." Talking about man. So if he's talking about man, he's talking about he's given him dominion over the works of his hands. So part of the works of God's hands are the planets. So I am firmly convinced that once Adam finished the earth, he was going to move to the planets, meaning that all of this he was going to use to make it all like the Garden of Eden. Lord have mercy. Just stay with me because I'm going to stretch you just a little bit here today. All right, so now here is Adam, and God says, "Don't eat of the tree here in the midst of the garden, tree of knowledge and good and evil, good and evil." And so Eve was tempted of Satan. Satan told Eve, says, "Hey, God knows that the day you eat of this tree, you'll be like God." And Eve ate of the tree and gave to Adam, and he did eat. Now, what did the enemy do? The enemy tried to make Eve feel that God had held something back from her. That it wasn't God, he wasn't going to give her all that he was, all that he could, whatever. But she thought she was missing something. So she looked at the tree and saw it was good for fruit and good to make one wise and so forth and so on. So she ate of it. Now, once she did that, following Satan's instructions, she fell. But this earth didn't fall till Adam fell. And because he was the one that carried the headship. Say amen to that. Two heads is a freak. So it had to be one head. All right. You still got to get that into people's thinking today, because you got a society out here that is trying to. But anyway, I could preach on that, but I'm gonna let it go for right now. All right. So here is Adam and Eve. Now they've sinned. And as a result of that, the curse came into the earth. The the law of sin and death was loosed. Now, this earth was not designed to hold the curse. And so now this earth, things start to happen in this earth that hadn't happened before the sin came. And so now here in this earth, there are pockets of sin. And in those pockets, it gets so sinful until the earth even erupts. It cracks, called an earthquake. All kinds of things happen. Now, I'm saying that because this tornadoes, all that didn't exist. But all this came because of sin. Now, without God, which is Babylon, Babylon is a society trying to meet its needs without God. So without God, people are trying to fix it. And they're trying to fix, quote, Mother Earth. And so they are doing things trying to fix it because they feel like there is a... God, I'm going to just be straight with you. Can I be straight with you? You cannot fix this earth naturally. Got it? You can't do it. Now, all kinds of scams are going on because of what's happening. Because they, at one time, they said that the earth was going to cool off and everything going to get cold and the ice age is, ice is moving down. Then the next thing they said is going global warming. It's going, are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying what scam is next? Then they said you're going to run out of gas. Remember they told you that? So then they talked you into buying a car that was so small you could hardly get your big toe in there. No, listen, if you have a small car, that's fine. That's great. But notice they programmed scarcity in our minds and had it so that we were lined up at the gas pumps trying to get gas. Come on now. And there was no scarcity. This earth has got plenty of reserves, and there'll be no scarcity till you leave here. Now, I'm just saying you can look at all the news you want to and so forth, but for the most part, that is dark knowledge. It's knowledge without God. So what I told you is now we got to bring back the God factor. We got to bring God back into our conversation, folks. Half of the movies and all that stuff that people see, think about it. You don't see those movies with somebody say, well, praise God, let's pray about it. You don't see that. You just see a lot of drama and a lot of hysteria and frustration and all that. Don't nobody break down and say, hallelujah, let's pray. Praise God, I believe I've received that. You don't see none of that because the enemy wants God out of it. So we're saying we are coming in to bring God back in it. And the Bible says that the whole earth is right now, it is groaning. The whole earth is travailing and it's travailing, waiting for the manifestation, glory to God, of the sons of God. Now somebody said, oh, it's waiting on Jesus. No, no. It's waiting on you. Because in the Gospels, it calls Jesus the only begotten Son of God, doesn't it? Doesn't it? But after the Gospels, in the epistles, it doesn't call him that anymore. Turn over with me to Colossians, please, and chapter 1, verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet. That word meet means able. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Now you're joining in with Jesus. He got 100%, you got 100%. Not he got 50%, you got 50. Okay, you're joining in with him. You're seated together with him. Verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness? You got born again, you got delivered. And has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Where you are, there are no shortages. Verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the who? Firstborn of every creature. Jesus from then on is referred to as the firstborn of the church, the firstborn of every creature, the firstborn, firstborn, firstborn. If there is a firstborn, there is a secondborn, thirdborn, fourthborn, and I'm in there somewhere. Got it? Now, I'm only letting you know that because I am a son of God. Turn over to 1 John, please. 1 John and chapter 3. I'm only covering these so that you won't have any argument with me after you leave here. Verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called who? Sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Watch this. Beloved, now are we the who? Sons of God. All right? Now, that's not necessarily referring to a gender there. It's referring to a maturity, a state that you have. Now, we, the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 1, are his body. And whatever the head wants to do, he's got to do through the body. So you're in this earth, and you're in this earth for such a time as this. And there was something interesting that you have on you now. You have what is known as the blessing on you. I said you have the blessing on you. Now understand, this blessing was on Adam. And this blessing was on Adam because the blessing gave him the empowerment or the anointing or the ability to be able to take the garden and take it to other places. Now, once he lost this blessing, God had to restore the blessing. Let's go over here, please, to Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah chapter 51. Over in Isaiah chapter 51, I'll get there. He says in verse 1, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewed, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and to Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and what him? Blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort who? Zion. He will comfort all her what? Waste places. And he will make her wilderness like what? Eden. And her desert like the garden of the who? Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Isn't that something? Now notice what he said in verse 3. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden. But notice how he's going to do that. He's got the blessing. So because he's got the blessing on him, he can make ruined places like the garden, which was what the blessing was to do when he first got it on Adam. The blessing is the power of God to override the curse. The blessing is that anointing by which divine favor flows. Are you with me? So here is the blessing on Abraham. But it's not just on Abraham. Turn to Galatians, please. In Galatians chapter 3 again. See, he said, you, by faith, are the children of Abraham. Look what it says in Galatians chapter 3 and the very familiar scripture to you, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, the curse is still here, but you've been what? Redeemed from it. Being made a curse for us. So he took the curse that you and I deserved and the penalty. For it is written, that's back over in Deuteronomy, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And I showed you that one time. That the what? I put so in there. So that the blessing of Abraham might come on who? The Gentiles through who? Jesus Christ. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? Through faith. How are we going to receive it? Through faith. All right. Now, let's take up where we left off. Let's go back to Mark's gospel. I better not do that. Let me correct that. Matthew chapter 13, please. And let me know when you get there. Praise God. All right. In Matthew chapter 13, look what it said in verse 31. Another parable put he forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the what? Greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. All right? What is this saying to us? God's blessing is on you. In fact, his blessing is in you. And the potential that you have in you is capable of something becoming. Ooh-wee. And if you have any potential in you, usually it needs a demand to bring it out. Say amen to this. A demand must be placed on potential. A lot of people just try to sit up and make things happen. No. You got to put some feet to your faith. You got to step out on something. A lot of people won't step out on much. They want you to take all the risks, but they don't want to take a risk. Now, understand, the enemy tries to talk them out of that, because when you step out and your potential manifests, it manifests glory. See? And God wants the glory. See? The glory could be defined as the full attributes and nature of something. The glory. So, you are created to reflect God's nature. You are. And so many times our full potential is not realized because we don't step out on anything. See? Oh, okay. So in this case, God deliberately plants the righteous among the wicked. I'll say it again. God deliberately plants the righteous among the wicked. Matthew chapter 5, he said in verse 13, that's where we left off last time. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Now watch this. You're the salt of the earth. We said salt had three main properties. One, salt is everywhere. everywhere. It's in plants, it's in animals, it's in water, it's on land and soil, it's everywhere. Got it? You should be everywhere. Salt also is a preservative. People in, when I was a kid, my grandmother in the farm, they didn't have a refrigerator or a freezer like this, but they had a smokehouse that they would hang up the beef or whatever have you and put salt on it to preserve it. And it would keep that meat in that smokehouse. Salt also makes people thirsty. And you can have salt, it'll make people thirsty because it'll, you're supposed to be there in their environment to make them hunger for the kingdom. Okay? Now, all this is why you're planted among the wicked. Because then he goes on to say that you are the light of the world. We don't need any more light in here. I mean, when I say that, I mean, you want the word in here. But this is not where you shine brightest. Sitting up in here with me is not where you shine brightest. You shine brightest, the darker it is, the brighter you shine. And the tendency with God's people is somehow, when they get born again, they think the more they can separate from wicked people, that the more holy they are. Or the more they can not wear makeup. Now, listen, I don't have anything against not wearing makeup, but don't try to not wear makeup think that make you holy. All right, now I'm going to deal with this. Now listen, whether you want to wear it, whether you don't want to wear it, that's up to you. Now here's what I'm talking about. Now, there is extremes in any kind of situation. You know that and I know it. You follow what I'm saying? My point to you is the Bible talks about moderation, so you can go in there and find out what that means. But the point of it is we've tried to traditionally separate ourselves from the world by something, Lord have mercy, how do I want to say it? Come on over there to John chapter 17, because I don't want to step in no hole here. John chapter 17. John chapter 17. Let me know when you get there. Folks, there are people in other religions that I go, other faiths, that I go across the nations, and they don't wear makeup. That's what their religion calls. There are people that probably, and those, some of those, are fasting longer than you. And they still don't know God. So it's not that that does it. What does it is the blessing. Well, praise the Lord. Again, that's the God factor. Now, that's a powerful set of teachings. Now, this blessing that was on Adam that came on Abraham is also on you. Praise God. In other words, God has restored some things. Now, once you got born again, that blessing is on your life. And that blessing is on you, that everywhere you go, you can make that become like the Garden of Eden. I mean, the blessing flows best even in places that are forgotten, ruined, drought places, places that nobody really wants to go. That blessing is powerful enough to turn that place into a Garden of Eden. So you and I, the Bible says, are the salt of the earth. Not only that, we're the light of the world. You know, God sends us into this world on purpose. Why? Because the world is dark and we are the light. Praise God. Well, our announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order these powerful teachings, and I'll be right back. This earth was not designed to hold the curse. Here in this earth, there are pockets of sin And in those pockets, it gets so sinful until the earth even erupts. It cracks, called an earthquake. This, tornadoes, that didn't exist. But all this came because of sin. So without God, people are trying to fix it. Quote, Mother Earth. You cannot fix this earth naturally. Now we got to bring back the God factor. You have what is known as the blessing on you. The blessing is the power of God to override the curse. And it's designed to come out of you as you walk in love. And it's designed and powerful enough to create a garden anywhere you go. It's more powerful than the curse has ever been.
Discover mighty signs and wonders that will come through you today with Pastor Bill Winston's four-disc series entitled The God Factor. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org. There is no power in this earth that can match the kingdom of God. You and I have the kingdom within us. It is time to put the supernatural back in every situation and believe the God Factor. Order your copy today of this four-disc series, The God Factor.
Oh, praise God. Again, like I said, these are powerful teachings now. God deliberately places us among the world. When I say that, I mean this. That God, on purpose, places the righteous among the wicked. Sometimes, you know, we as Christians don't want to work around certain places and so forth. God places us there on purpose. Why? Because we're equipped with the light. And light shines brightest in dark places. So he sends us there. Now, your church should be the place that you get built up and taught up and raised up so that you can go into those places and actually make a difference. It's our time. Praise God. Well, we appreciate the support of this broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. And visit our Partners Cafe as you're a partner with us. And if you're not a partner, we'd like you to be. Go there, and you'll get some information on our website. It's billwinston.org, and it'll tell you about some of the special offerings we have and how to just get blessed. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. This is all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to take the uncompromised Word of God to the whole world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over this world system. Connect with us online at billwinston.org. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast.